Hence, retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
It's mostly trash, but that good 5% is so exciting and vital that it claims the attention of every thinking person.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 419. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me for an hour of the greatest 60s underground rock music. We look at 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk, and freakbeat. In this episode 419, we are looking at some obscurities. I have a bunch of material never played on the show before, and a really eclectic mix of some of my favourite tracks. But we got it underway with a band that I'm pretty sure have never been on Retrospect before. They're from Sacramento, California, originally called The Id, formed 1964. They changed their name to The Hyreem. The band consisted of 17-year-old guitarist and songwriter Nancy Ross with her sister Sally Ross, who was just 13. The two were in high school in Sacramento, and the two sisters remained in the group's roster right through the entire band's tenure, right through to 1971. The Hyreem renamed as She during that time. Pretty rebellious girls, apparently, came up with an idea about forming an all-female group after attending a Beach Boys concert in 1964. The Hyreem recorded a bunch of tracks not released until 1999. We had a track called Bus Stop. Brilliant way to get this episode underway. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freakbeat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we are looking at 60s garage obscurities, and one of my favourite obscure 60s bands out of the States is The Driving Stupid. Formed 1966 in New Jersey, they were on their way to LA on a road trip, stopped in at Albuquerque, recorded 7 demos to stir up interest from record labels. This is one of those demos. The Driving Stupid. This is Fast City.
About a boy and his car. His car was very pretty. So he took it on down to a little place called Fast City. Ah!
hop in my car, that's really great. Gonna cut it down to Fast City. Got my guts and I'm really bragging. Gonna shut down that Volkswagen. Got my car, real tight to power. 0 to 60 in half an hour. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Got a two-speed shift right off the column. Step on the gas, I'll see you later. She's got a one-barrel carburetor. When I get going, they'll pay attention. This car's got a lawnmower engine. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop.
Fast.
Hopped in the car, man, she's really pretty. Gonna take her down to Fast City. Got my Hudson and I'm really bragging. Gonna shut down that Volkswagen. Got my Hudson really back to power. 0 to 60 in half an hour.
Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop.
Top engine low, going 23. Going so fast, I can hardly see. Mirror and the fins going 28. Man, this Hudson is really great. I'm a little behind, but my car is really loaded. So I dropped it in reverse, and the car exploded.
All right, Ringo, if you'll come down from up top there. I should first of all find out the primary question. Is this your own, all of your regular type hair?
Yes, we're growing it, yes.
It isn't a wig, then. May I have your first names, please?
Dave.
Dave?
Tom.
Don.
Vic.
Bill.
Bill. You know, let's move out here a little bit, fellas. We'll be a little bit more in the light. You are doing, I guess, what a lot of people would like to do, let their hair grow long and play the Beatles stuff and so forth. How does this strike you? Did you ever meet these fellas?
We met them in Miami.
What happened? Did you have an all-out war, or did they receive you well? Were you going to see them, or vice versa?
No, they were coming to see us. We were playing a club in Miami, and they came in.
What was their reaction to seeing you?
Well, it was very...
Were they friendly?
Yes, they were. In fact, Ringo and Paul had got up to dance to our music, and it made us feel rather, you know...
The Beatles were dancing to the Beatles' music? And, how long has this been going on? How long have you had the long hair?
Well, we've only had the long hair about 4 months now. But we started it about 6 months ago as more or less a joke thing.
As the American Beatles now, I would imagine this has caused you to travel a good deal, has it not?
Yes. In fact, we're going to South America July 4th for 11 weeks.
Should be very exciting. Gentlemen, this is your first trip to American Bandstand. There's the American Beatles, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much, Charles.
isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Obscurities out of the States. The Driving Stupid top of the set with Fast City. Picture and information about the next band up on our Instagram page and Facebook page. They're called the American Beatles. Beatles with three E's rather than two. 1964 saw Beatlemania sweeping the world and a headline that the Beatles would be touring South America. So millions of people were waiting, but four mop tops arrived in July at Buenos Aires Airport. It wasn't John, Paul, George and Ringo. Was in fact Tom, Vic, Bill and Dave. The American Beatles, previously a bar band called the Ardells, but they wore their hair the same, they dressed the same, they wore suits, and it was pretty good, says Bill Andy from the American Beatles. The track we had, Hey Hey Girl. Then wrapping the set, from New Jersey, The Hallmarks. This takes us back to that story of a kind of DIY Phil Spector type called Tommy Falcone. 1962 to 1970, he founded and ran Cleopatra Records. The Hallmarks auditioned. Tommy Falcone had turned his back on these auditions to hear the band rather than see them. The band's 20 altogether arranged around the perimeter of a warehouse in New Jersey. Falcone, seated at the center, pointed to each one in turn. The Hallmarks had a microphone taped to a birdcage stand, a regular guitar strung with bass strings, and a bunch of random drum hardware. Falcone couldn't see that. He heard the band. When he turned round, he signed them on the spot. So the Hallmarks from New Jersey. Track called Stop, Stop, Keep Out.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
One more American track. This is The Human Expression. 60s garage psychedelic band out of LA. Three really, really good singles, but a bunch of demo recordings also made 1966 and 1967. This one is an unreleased version of what became the B-side to the 1966 A-side was Optical Sound, Great Human Expression track. This one, a demo of that B-side. This is The Human Expression with Calm Me Down.
I can't stay in one place. I have to move around. Well, I've got to find somebody to just to calm me down. Just to be alone. People knocking on my door and calling on the phone.
G'day Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Everybody know that she got some soul, but me don't know.
had American band, The Human Expression, top of that set with a demo of Calm Me Down. Then two tracks out of Australia. The Wild Cherries first up. Started 1964 playing R&B and jazz. Went on to become, quote, the most relentlessly experimental psychedelic band on the Melbourne discotheque dance scene, according to one Glenn A. Baker. Lots of lineup changes during their tenure. They released four singles on Festival Records, including a pretty well-known one called Chrome Plated Yabby. They are the Wild Cherries. We had their cover of Baby Please Don't Go. Then another track out of Australia, but often referred to as a New Zealand band. Picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram. They are the Pleasers, with a Z. Founded as the G-Men, 1964 in Brisbane, Australia. They were brought over to New Zealand, signed by Eldred Stebbing of Zodiac Records, here in New Zealand, 1965. Appeared on TV, they had an initial single last night, didn't do well, but their follow-up was a cover of Them's Magnificent Gloria, released February 1965, broke into the New Zealand charts. They released a debut album called Definitely Pleasers in 1966 on Zodiac Records. We took a track from that, from Australian/New Zealand band. The track's called Security.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. A bunch of global garage coming your way. Picture and information on this band up on our Facebook and Instagram. Called Los Barbados. Argentinian garage freak beat group composed of three Italian brothers. Released a couple of singles and an LP on the label called Odeon Pops. This is Los Barbados, track called Zoom, 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 originally recorded by American band called Our Patch of Blue, covered by Australian band called Cam Pact. This is Los Barbados out of Argentina.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. the Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca. We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM. Alto Zoo.
I'm chilling out in Rarotonga listening to Retrospect.
Global Garage tracks. Argentinian band Los Barbados, track found on a compilation called Digging Down Argentina, Nuggets from the Rio Plate scene, 1969 to 1975. Los Barbados with Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Then a band called the Mech Op Singers, MechOp, short for Mechanical Optical. They began their career as Chat Noir, appeared on TV and recorded in 1964. We took a track called Pep Pills. These guys, very much inspired by their heroes, the Yardbirds, recorded a bunch of 45s and a couple of EPs. We took that track, Pep Pills, from 1966 off a 45 RPM four-track EP, the MechOp Singers. Then out of Peru, Los Shanes, formed 1963, one of the great bands from the golden age of Peruvian rock. Los Shanes, with Quieres Ser Estrella de Rock and Roll, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. And didn't we all?
Let's play it on some of our radio. It have to pop the mind of the young people.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. More global garage. This band out of Spain, they're called Los Juniors. Now, from my understanding, there are three separate groups out of Spain in the 60s with the same name. One from Catalonia, one from Asturias, and one from Pamplona. I believe this is the band from Pamplona. This is Los Juniors with Rondando, a cover of The Gestures, Run, Run, Run.
Rondando, we are in your train. Run, Rondando, siempre así. Sentirte junto a mí. Nunca me de aburrí. Por tu casa he de rondar hasta poderte besar. Pero mientras no sea así, siempre me verás rondando día y noche.
Phil Gray's retrospect.
Oh, Bonnie, reviens!
Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Uh-huh. Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey Bonnie, hey Bonnie, je revois ton beau visage, je revois tes yeux, comme un lion en cage, moi je deviens furieux. Hey, hey Bonnie, hey Bonnie, hey, hey, hey Bonnie, oh reviens chez moi. Hey, hey, hey Bonnie, j'ai besoin de toi. Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Mais c'est vrai que ma fête, c'est aujourd'hui. Et avec des cigarettes, j'ai riché de ce passé. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Tu es là, je t'adore. Oh, embrasse-moi. Embrasse-moi encore. Je n'aime que toi. Hey. hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Uh-huh.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais. Olha o sol que já não aquece. Olha o dia que cedo escurece. Sintam quantos gritos de dor. Ouçam, o vento já não sussurra aquela prece de amor. O homem deixou de amar, esqueceu tudo e só pensa em conquistar. Esqueceu-se até de Deus. Semeou-se o ódio e ainda hoje chovem lágrimas no Vietnã. Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais. Pare um instante só. Pense em tudo que abandonado está. Garanto que largariam suas armas e começariam a se abraçar. E todos, bem unidos então, cantariam um hino de união. Cuidado, mundo! Estamos na véspera da destruição! Morreram milhões implorando paz! Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais!
Well, we had Los Juniors out of Spain, top of the set, with Ron Dando. Then another favourite of mine, discovered last year, discussed at length in a couple of previous episodes, and a Pecha Kucha presentation that I gave. You can find that in the back episodes of Retrospect. They're called Les Bleus en Noir, French group from Bordeaux. Very short career, just 1961 and 1962. So pre-60s garage rock, which was really 64 through to 68, say. Considered now a precursor to the punk movement. Just a handful of tracks recorded, extremely crude, but fantastic. Les Bleusons Noirs, with a track called Hey Pony. Then out of Brazil, Ronaldo Soares with Os 5 Hotas. Some of the most eccentric rock made in Brazil during the 60s. Os 5 Hotas Garage Combo from Rio de Janeiro. Teamed up with Ronaldo Soares, kind of likened to a Brazilian Kim Fowley. Cool track. Vespera da Destrucio. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. Here's one from an obscure American band called The Barks. B-A-C-H-S. An album out of the Barks 1968, originally a private pressing of just 150 copies, one of the rarest 60s garage albums ever. Band members came from Chicago suburbs of Lake Forest and Lake Bluff. Existed for 3 years. They performed at school dances, teen clubs, and private parties around Chicago. Very crude recordings, but quite amazing, I think. This is The Barks with Minister to a Mind Diseased.
It's 6 o'clock now and it's time to eat and rest your feet. Of course you're hungry cause you eat to live. Does that live to eat? When you're driving in your car along a freeway throng, just watch your speed or you'll be taken in, kept within a cell. Don't be concerned, you'll die the same. Don't try to fight it.
Tonight I'll eat at 6:05, 'cause I know you can't survive. Drive my car at 95, and no one on earth will catch me alive. And when it's dark outside, you go to sleep and count the sheep. And when you start, you count with number one. That's how it's done, my friend. Don't be concerned, you'll die the same. Don't try to fight it, it's all in vain.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
What's a girl like you, doing in a place like this? You know I want to take you away, and all I want is just one kiss. People say you're from the wrong side of the railroad tracks, but with a love like ours, we can turn our backs on the people and the rules. Cause we know they're nothing but a lot of fools. All my friends tell me that this could never, never work out. But it's plain that they just don't see what love is all about. Maybe I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. And I'm never, never, never going back again. The more they dislike you, the more I hate them all. Cause compared to them, you're 10 feet tall. What's a girl like you, doing in a place like this? You know I want to take you away, and all I want is just one kiss. People say you're from the wrong side of the railroad tracks, but with a love like ours, we can turn our backs on the people and the rules. Cause we know they're nothing but a pack of fools. All my friends tell me that this could never, never work out. But it's plain that they just don't see what love is all about. Maybe I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. And I'm never, never, never going back again. The more they dislike you, the more I hate them all. Cause compared to them, you're 10 feet tall. What's a girl like you, going in a place like this? What's a girl like you, going in a place like this? What's a girl like you, going in a place like this?
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Three tracks out of the States, The Barks from 1968, Minister to a Mind Diseased. Then a band called Them. This is not Van Morrison's Them, and not the later version of that band who did resettle in the States. This Them, however, from Cincinnati, Ohio, recorded the track we had in 1964, released on King Records, called A Girl Like You. Then finally in the set, picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram, a band called The Yeti Men from Lake Minnetonka, largely a surf music band. In 1964, they got together in the Minnetonka High School Auditorium and recorded at least six tracks throughout February and March. We had one of those tracks called Wine, Wine, Wine. Those tracks were rushed down to the K Bank pressing plant in Minneapolis to be pressed on vinyl. The result was short of an album, but KAL Records released those tracks with tracks from a band called The Upper Trio. So The Yeti Men, Wine, Wine, Wine. Cool way to wrap this episode of Retrospect. We've packed it full of obscure 60s material. Hope you've enjoyed the selection. I've certainly really enjoyed the selection on this week's episode of Retrospect. Don't forget, there are back episodes, 50 or more, available everywhere that you get your podcasts. If you struggle to find it, just search Retrospect Garage Punk in Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio. Take your pick. We're going to wrap with an instrumental, as we always do here on Retrospect. This band out of Corpus Christi, Texas, formed as the Marauders. They became the Zachary Thax. They supported their heroes, the Yardbirds. They've had tracks on the Pebbles anthologies, on Nuggets. So reasonably well known for a 60s garage band. This track, not so much. This is an instrumental called Footsteps Jam from Texas band The Zachary Thax. That's it for the episode. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you so much for sharing this great music with me. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
CILU now presents the Earshot Top 20.
Counting down the 20 most played albums on campus community radio in Canada according to earshot-online.com. You're listening to the Earshot 20 with your host, Bondo.
Welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20, where we're counting down the top 20 albums found on the National Top 50 chart at earshot-online.com for the week ending June 16th, 2020. This week compiled by 21 campus and community radio stations across Canada, some of whom are the airing partners of the show. If you're new to Earshot, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, a project of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. So check out ncra.ca to see all the fantastic projects they're working on and supporting there, including the National Program Exchange, where you can find this program each week and programs like it. At earshot-online.com, you'll also find a genre-specific monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, and a whole lot more. And you can also find out more about us, the Earshot 20, online at facebook.com/theearshot20 or shoot us an email at earshot20@chsrfm.ca because that is where this program is produced each week, CHSR 97.9 FM in Fredericton. So I am your host this week. I am Bondo. Thanks for tuning in while we count down some fantastic albums and, of course, stick in a couple bonus tracks here and there. But before we dive into the top 20, we do say see you later to four albums this week, including Caribou and the album Suddenly, which drops from number 11 down to number 29. Born Ruffians with their new release Juice drops from number 18 down to number 40. Purity Ring and their new release, Womb, drops from number 17 down to number 42. And maybe shock of the week is that US Girls and their album, Heavy Light, drops from number 8 all the way down to number 50. But that does make room for four new entries, including a debut into the top 50 chart. But up first, we are going to start at number 20, which comes from Run the Jewels and their new album RTJ4 from Jewel Runners. From them, we'll be here Just, which features Pharrell Williams and Zach De La Roca. And then at number 19 this week is Yves Tumor, who was at number 16 last week with Heaven to a Tortured Mind from Warp Records. From them, we will hear Kerosene, and then we're also going to stick in Basha Boulette, who is at number 18 this week.